Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our coming and present Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the opening verses of one of the readings for tonight, 2 Corinthians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Sometimes people have one of those days. These are from accident reports that were filed. Leaving home for work, I drove out of my drive and straight into a bus. The bus was 5 minutes early. I was knocked out as a result of the collision and was taken to the hospital where I sustained serious injuries. Sounds like he needs Tim, isn't he? Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and struck a tree I haven't got. And I had been driving for 40 years when I fell asleep at the wheel and had an accident. Hopefully he wasn't driving the entire 40 years when he had the accident. So people have bad days. It can happen to anyone. And we live in a world where hurt often comes. It comes to us in many ways. Sometimes it's like when a pet dies. And my youngest son, he has also gone through a time of hurt because one of their dogs got sick and has died. And sometimes it's when someone says something that we get hurt, or sometimes something gets done. Isn't it wonderful when you work on a project for a few days and then you go take it to the boss and the boss says, oh, we don't need that anymore, we've got now something else coming up. So all that hard work is gone by the side and for nothing, and you're hurt. And, of course, there was a little bit of snow outside today, but there was also, if you were in the right spot at the right place, there was a little bit of water on the roadway, it turned into ice. And if you work it right, you can slip on the ice and you can break an arm or a leg, and that would hurt too. And for that, of course, you need to go to the doctor or to the hospital to have things taken care of. So hurts can happen to us at any time. Sometimes we might think of it's coming, sometimes it hits us unawares. And someone just like St. Paul, as you heard earlier, he had his share of hurts too. Are they servants of Christ? I am a better one. I am talking like a madman, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments and countless beatings and often near death. 5 times I received at the hands of the Jews the 40 lashes less one. The reason they did that is that it was a safety precaution. They were allowed to use 40 lashes, but if the person giving the lashes gave 41, guess who got some 40 lashes himself? So in order to protect himself, he had his friends count. When he got to 39, he stopped, so in case somebody misspelled, he wouldn't go over. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. Boy, is that a list of hurts. And Paul went through all that. He did it for the gospel. And as he did it, he's presenting a picture, if you will. On Good Friday, there was no comfort for Jesus. Jesus, you might remember, was in the Garden of Gethsemane on that Monday, Thursday, and he was praying. And he was so upset, and he was so concerned about what was, he knew what was about to take place, and this is the living God who is about to die, and he wasn't looking forward to what was going to take place. And in Luke's gospel, only in Luke's gospel, an angel comes from heaven and strengthens Jesus. That was the only comfort he got, because what happened next, there was no comfort at all for him. There was no comfort before Caiaphas, there was no comfort before Pilate, no comfort when the nails were driven into his hands and into his feet. As a matter of fact, The lack of comfort can best be expressed by Jesus' own words. My God, why have you forsaken me? There was no comfort at all, not even a relationship with his Father, only a relationship with his God. There was no comfort. And in the midst of his lack of comfort, Jesus had the compassion to look out on the people around him. Son, mother, look at your son. Son, look at your mother. He was referring to the disciple John, and John took care of Mother Mary. Speaking of lack of comfort, you and I sort of expect there will a day come when our parents will die. They're older than we are. They get sick. They have aches and pains. Their heart gives out or something like that, and they die. We know that will happen. We are never ready for it, but we know it will happen. You are never ready for your child to die. They are too young. They are too precious. Oh, they have their faults, but you still love them. And you hate to see your children die. That's what Mary went through. She saw her son. She knew he was God's son. And oh, how in the world is this happening to God's son? And she was hurt. She was heartbroken. And in the midst of her heart, Jesus offered comfort to her in the person of John. And Jesus died and was put into the grave. And our comfort begins with Easter, because we know that Jesus died for our sins on the cross. And when Jesus rose, he is telling you and he is telling me that because he came, he conquered death. He conquered all the hurts that we experience. And he gives us his comfort. I am the resurrection and the life. That means death and all the hurts cannot ultimately get to us. Oh, they get to us a little bit from time to time. But Jesus sees us through that darkness. He sees us through that hurt and brings us out at the other end of the dark tunnel. Because Jesus is the light at the end of the tunnel. 2 Corinthians 1, the other reading for today. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, the hurts are there. So through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too, the other side of the coin. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. God has comforted us through the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. His comfort is always there. His comfort is always there. So when there is trouble in River City, give your problems to God. He will give you his comfort. And when God gives you his comfort, you can give comfort to others. You can go to Joe Kress and Pam Kress and say, I'm sorry about your loss. Maybe you can even give them a hug. And if you're not sure who they are, ask an adult, or two, or three, and they'll point out who Joe and Pam Kress are. You can give comfort to others. It's nice to receive it. We appreciate that. You also have the blessing of being able to share comfort with others, too. May God give you his healing and his comfort so you can share it, too. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.